You're listening to SBS News.
Westpac is facing a class action on behalf of borrowers in the aftermath of the Banking Royal Commission. It's alleged Westpac gave loans to people who couldn't afford to pay them back. Michelle Tate and her husband Ian are the lead plaintiffs in the class action. Ms. Tate claims she and her husband were loaned $1.8 million in total by Westpac in five loans against five properties, all on a single income. The mother of three says the family will now lose all their properties for a block of land and have suffered significant losses in the process. Ms. Tate says she trusted the advice given to her by the bank and has been left heartbroken.
Just the expenses, just too hard to bear now. It's just devastating. We've lost everything. We've sold our family home.
In a statement, Westpac says it's defending the claims put forward by the class action and says it takes responsible lending obligations seriously. Westpac also says it's working closely with customers experiencing financial hardship. Ben Slade is the principal lawyer at Maurice Blackburn and says the bank will be accused of breaching its obligation to protect customers from financial harm.
In 2011, the government introduced laws to place the responsibility firmly on the banks to ensure that their loans were responsible. That is, that people were able to repay those loans. The legislation imposed the obligation on the banks, not on the consumers, and this is a result of years of agonising over people being overcommitted.
Mr. Slade says it's the first class action resulting from the Banking Royal Commission.
Westpac, we allege, in this class action that's been filed today, failed to comply with those laws. The revelations of the Banking Royal Commission and the case that ASIC has taken against Westpac suggest that this is the case. This is the first class action resulting from the revelations of the Royal Commission, and this one seeks compensation for those thousands of Australian consumers who have been recklessly overcommitted by Westpac and have been offered loans that they could not afford to repay.
Maurice Blackburn has signed up a litigation funder, Harbour, to finance the class action. The action focuses on loans granted to customers after January the 1st, 2011, and could include thousands of plaintiffs. Evan Young, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.